For the Beaver Arena Network, I'm Brian Schultz, Beaverman's hockey team. I'm trying to get a split with St. Thomas tonight, joined by center Jake McLean. I think 11 of the first 15 minutes last night were on the power play. Makes for a disjointed first period. How tough is it to get into a flow when the game is like that?
Yeah, I definitely think it kind of throws your first couple shifts out of whack a little bit. But that's hockey. That's kind of something that's gonna happen. We've been through it. Still no excuse to come out the way that we did. But hopefully start off 5-on-5, get into a bit of a rhythm tonight.
How much of creatures of habit are players, where you need to kind of settle into a game as it starts?
I mean, obviously it helps. Yeah, get your first shift, get a hit, get a shot, something to get into the game. Yeah, it's definitely a little different for sure. But definitely, like I said, definitely no excuse. We definitely need to come out a lot harder tonight.
Your line has been a fairly consistent line. What makes the three of you guys click?
Yeah, I think we skate with each other well. I think we're playing off each other, making some plays, making good reads together. I think that speed and tenacity is really starting to wear down some teams and showing some success for us for sure the last month and a half for sure.
Coach Tom Cerutori said last night that Tory Lund in a one-on-one battle is probably going to come away with a puck 8 or 9 times out of 10. What makes him seem to always just be in the right spot?
Yeah, I definitely think the last little bit he's shown that he can make plays. He can skate. He comes up with all these pucks that are up in the air and you don't know who's going to get it, but he seems to come out with them. So, yeah, he's been great.
What's it like as a teammate to watch a guy who hasn't played a ton get some success and kind of settle into the lineup the way that he has?
I'm proud of him. I think that's awesome. You love to see guys do that. I think you have a different kind of admiration when you see guys that don't start with it all right away, kind of get it back. I love to see it. I'm happy for him for sure.
What's it going to take to end the losing skid and get on that bus after the game tonight and be happy about it?
Yeah, a whole lot more than last night. So I think there's a lot of things that have to happen. But at the end of the day, there's just got to be a bit more of a will to win, and there's got to be a bit more ability to make some hard plays and just come out together as a team and really put a good 60 minutes together, which we haven't done in a little while. So, yeah.
Best of luck.
Thank you.